my original impression of Wes was Hills Have Eyes and Last House on the Left for me were kind of, you know, Ingmar Bergman meets the Peckinpah of Straw Dogs with a little, you know, spice of David Lynch in there too. And so I don't know whether I expected Wes to be goth or have earrings or tattoos or what, but then I met this, you know, Wes was looked like, he looked like Don Quixote and Ralph Lauren, you know, that's what he was sort of looked like. And he was like kind of impeccably dressed and stylish and tall and had the goatee back then, and he had a bit of a young Quixote look, yeah, like some of the drawings of Quixote, a little bit like Richard Kiley when Richard Kiley did Man of La Mancha. So I was a little taken aback by that, but Wes used to pun, and they say punning is the provenance of high IQ individuals.
Right.
Like people that have to play crosswords a lot, because they just have to use that mental energy. And Wes was constantly punning, but a lot of his puns were, I won't say they're bad puns, but they were.
They were
like a 14-year-old boy's puns again, back to the 14-year-old boy again.